change the date?
I mean, hot dog. Somebody comes forth and says they're little gray people. And in 1942, there was this crash. And in 1948, and in 1943, there was one in Norway. Who cares? They had them in Germany before the end of the war. They dismantled them and took them to the Antarctic under protection of the United States of America and Russia. Now, we can continue to badger that about. And that's what the UFO community wants to do. And build fear, build threats, let's acknowledge there was some testing, most of it done by ones in human form. No aliens, no replicas, human form. Don't blame aliens for it. And when you stop quarreling these stupid, silly little things about whether or not somebody mutilated a cow, you'll get on with what's important. They are trying to mutilate your nation and kill the golden goose and take your constitution and put you into enslavement. That's where you have to start. And until you get that taken care of, I won't tell you, it doesn't matter whether they're from Orion, Reticulum, or East Podunk. You better worry about the ones from East Podunk. You don't have to worry about what is in space at this moment. God is in space. And God has a shield around this place, and He has your enemies with you. Because most of your enemies are you, to keep you from going back out there until this thing is settled. And if you continue and you come to the point of blowing up this planet, and this is what we do when we meet, we don't say we are going to blow you away, Buster, if you don't do what we want you to do. That is not of God. We tell them, we advise you not to do this. This is against God. Well, they think that's funny. And we remind them of who wins. And we invite them to try to get into that ship. Because they can't. And if they do, they can't figure it out. And they know that right on to exploding this planet, you will be left alone. At the point that we see there will be a chain reaction to explode this planet, God will instantly have us remove all of His people. The rest will perish, I promise you. If there is time and one's wish to change their mind at that last moment, and there is time and there is space, because there is space available for every human being and animal on the planet to evacuate. Places are prepared to receive.
Are all of the animals going to be taken in evacuation? Are a lot of them? Every species?
Mostly. That's a whole different thing. Most will be removed to inhabit other planets, or to be put wherever you're going to be placed. Most are already there and the structure already begun. But when you get to your placement, you're going to need those things. That has all been taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. Also is known that the human being is compassionate and loving by nature. You are created of God. The only ones who have not that spark, it has been so trained out of them, inbred out of them, bred out of them, and are replicated, where they have lost the compassion for other forms of human or species life. But it is known, originally, the apes don't think you came from apes. You came as man. These other creatures were put here for you to be your companions, to love, to enjoy, to experience, and see what you would do, how you would grow. And many of you take the smallest little creature and it becomes a pet. God is not going to deprive that of life, knowing it would bring you great pain. Those things are taken into consideration. Massive time spent taking exactly those things into consideration.
We had a woman that cried at one of our meetings and said that she wouldn't go unless her dog was.
See, that's what I mean. And so God has allowed us to make, when we used to have all the meetings, and most, not in this group, will have forgotten, but Russell and, well, our friends here won't have remembered it. If you have special attachments and you're concerned about them, turn them in to me. I don't mean you have to write a list, but I have to have permission. I will tell you they're cared for, but I don't want my crew, when you need to be in service in a critical, critical period of time, of looking for your puppy dog or your grandson or your brother. This is one allowance has been made for us, is that we can bring all ones attached to you at your request abruptly into safety. And then you're going to have to face the consequences of it. And by that I mean all children will be taken, period, if it comes to evacuation. If, let us just say, Russell says, well, I want my sister safe. I want my mother or my little brother or, well, I just don't know. I'll be worried about them. Here's where I tell you, you have to be prepared. They may not want to come. I may not force them. However, I can push and shove pretty hard. I can even so much as get them on board my craft. But if they insist they want no part of it, and they are adults, I can hold the child. I am required by the cosmic universal laws to put them back down, and you have to understand it. Most of the time it will not be a problem, because I want to tell you there are very few atheists in the damn foxhole. And if things are falling apart and I come out there and I say, get in the light beam, buddy, and I'm going to get you into nice, safe, secure, they are going to say, thank you. I believe you must be God. And I may smile. I can't have Dorma, when I need her to be receiving, to be worried about what's going to happen to Andy. You have to trust God enough to know that He will handle it. And if you have ones on this place who absolutely refuse to read anything, release them. Don't force it on them, or you will push them farther away. They already think you're crazy. They have a right to that opinion. And if they refuse to grow out of that opinion, you have to know that that is their choice. And if God will not force them, you have no right. But if they see that what you do captures your imagination, your interest, and you're at least enjoying it, they may get a little curious. It's the why. And then you can invite them to experience with you. And if we get someone aboard craft and they want to be put back down there, which I have never yet experienced, but I have to tell you that, they become believers right fast the minute we visualize, I tell you. Don't worry about it. And your precious life forms are included, because those life forms have become a part of your life form. Those are the attachments that make you human life. Not this physical thing that runs around. It's the ability to love and attach to such a thing as a mockingbird. And you feel responsibility for these creatures. God would not abdicate his responsibility to you to require that you abdicate yours to those lesser life forms. Not only are they there, most of them, all extinct ones, are already there, waiting for you. Is it 11:30 yet?
Past 11:30.
May I ask a question, Commander?
You certainly may.
As a matter of part of our contract or commitment, already decided whether or not we'd like to come back to this planet after an evacuation or not?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you which?
I'm afraid you'd say that. Should I want you to?
No.
Okay.
You already know.
That's what I thought.
As long as we understand each other.
I've been several times that I got my answer. And I really fall into it. I know.
I had one awful day with Dharma. One awful day. I mean, sometimes you get hung up on these things, and suddenly she said, I know, damn it, I know, I did it. I did it. I probably volunteered to come back. And I want to withdraw it. Well, that's why it's better I not tell you. I'm not the resignation department. I'm the maintenance manager. Complaint department. Resigned to somebody else higher than me.
I have a question about the duplicates or the replicas of the fetuses that are mothered by the cow. I was wondering about those children that are born. Where are they maintained, or where were they maintained until they became adults?
Some are taken from the cow, actually, and implanted into humans, and would be birthed simply through the birth canal and then grow. Now, more mind-boggling, and back to the Philadelphia experience or experiment. I like to consider it an experience because obviously it was a poor experiment. But if they could do it that far back, know they can do it now like that. Very well. Very well. But they took these two brothers and regressed them back into fetal state. One, I believe, back in, well, you would have to remind me, but one, I believe, right back to being birthed into a relative's home, and one into a foster home replacement. There is no way I can make you understand how it really is, because until you've experienced something, it helps even if you've seen a motion picture so that you can relate to it. You cannot relate to de-aging. The best presentation meant the very least. Dharma will still say, I never understood a thing, they said in 2001, Space Odyssey. And I would wager 9 out of 10 in this room didn't either. But it was really a very perceptive description of a cycle. And it can go either way, either way, because there is no beginning and there is no ending. There is only this experience of perception of growth. And if you remove the limitations, the house will grow to fit the need of the soul, of the energy form. And if you can convince that soul energy that it is 3 years old, I will promise you the body will eventually fit the need. It will regress. That's why I have to say over and over and over, regardless of your perception, the truth of the matter is there is nothing but mind, and it controls everything in the universe. And the collective of that is God. When you start having reproductions from reproductions of genetic replication of artificial life, it is life, but it is still artificial. It has not been given spirit. Progressive soul immortality. That is what goes with God, the immortality of the soul experience. You now have a lot of beings running around on your planet with attachment to the adversary, which goes nowhere past the physical. You have lost out of the masses spirituality of immortality. And if it were left to run its cycle, there would be nothing left on the planet but the mortal.
Commander, how long does the process take when they produce a replica? Is it a normal gestation, or can they quicken? Do they have the power to quicken that? Like when they want to reproduce another bush, I mean, does that take a normal gestation of a human being, or can they speed that process up?
No. It is now a holographic possibility to make a full adult-sized house and program it in 48 hours.
Wow!
Oh.
You are taking cellular structures and reproducing cells and then collating them.
So in other words, the movie that was on television last night, Starman, was very real. Within minutes, you saw an energy come into a body and just grow.
From one cell, right? From the peak
right
here?
From the peak in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I didn't witness it, but yes.
I wouldn't.
Now, but you see, it didn't start that way. The knowledge was not brought instantly that way. This has been through 30, 40 years of research. And this is why the period of time of gestation within cows, for instance, these were research projects to see how. First, there were the genetic doubles. Well, first, there were ones who just looked like somebody else, and they were put out there as actors. Then they found that they could create these better genetic beings. But to finally get to the synthetics, etc., they had to have the mixture of cells. And they found it better. And right now they would find it better for a bush to be able to go ahead and go through a gestation period where there is no speeding of the cellular structure. Because as fast as you can speed it up, it can go completely berserk. And you're watching it. You're watching it happen. It's taking its toll. These are not strong people that are produced from this kind of a cellular reproduction. And they do stupid things. Things get left out of the programming. This poor soul does not even realize. Well, he wasn't in Paris. The one who opened his yap was not there. And he was not programmed to cover for that. So he just stupidly says something, and they can't shut him up. And he's adamant he was not there. Well, he wasn't. But that sure wrecked havoc with the plan. So they have to create a diversion. So they give him Graves' disease. Oh, my gosh. His little hyperthyroid. They have to do something to account for his hyper actions up to now. You see, the man is 66 years old. He would not be able to do physically what he has been doing. And to account for it, they give him an overactive thyroid, which causes his increased activity, you see.
And today it puts up in the news that he's overly tired. Now I play it bigger.
Well, yes, and they've got him on medication, which would automatically pull down his thyroid function. So they are laying the story for your benefit to cover a lot of the things that he did. How could a man travel all over the world, be seen all over the world, come home and get up and handle a war, and never even look tired? Come home from a trip and go play handball, etc. It isn't logical. So they have to give you something that makes it logical, because at some point it gets so far out of balance that the doctors alone know that he's making mistakes, and it has to be shut down, because the people, as sleepy as you are, will get, you know, finally focused in on this thing that this can't be.
Is the reason why they killed John Kennedy because he would go along with their plan?
No, not really. John Kennedy was happy enough to go along with part of the plan, but he and Robert decided that they would take over and run the government. And that meant crossing the mafia, first of all, and all of everything that had been built in. They decided they were going to act. And it was not all purity, although part of it was a desire to bring some measure of government back, because it was already out of control. And at that point, when you cross the mafia and the CIA both, because they're the same thing, and a multitude of other things going on, they're going to take you out. And I don't care what anybody wants to tell you, there was a great conspiracy. He was shot at least 4 times, one from the bushes in front. The only bullet that did not hit the man was the one in the gun that Sirhan shot. All the rest, one implanted into the wall of the vehicle and detonated or whatever, fired remotely, and the other from the face blew his head off right from the man driving the car. These are factual. These are in picture form. You can see it. The ones have come forth. It is known, and still it is covered. There was a great recognition on the part of John Kennedy that the thing was out of control. And with these executive orders, he said, it will destroy. It will destroy the nation. And within 3 days, you will find he was killed within days of 2 or 3 major meetings, putting finalized things like getting your guns from you. 3 days after the big seminar or big conference where they decided how they would go about with a zonal map of how they would structure removing your guns from you, he was dead. Because, yes, in some manners, he crossed them. It's a serious game at that level. You never want to be at that level.
One thing that comes to mind listening to Al Bielek are a whole series of questions around the whole time travel issue. He said in his talk that they have gotten it down as of the mid-70s or so. Why wouldn't it be possible for the government to project into the future with time travel and know in advance what events would take place, or in some way impact those events? Or are they, when they do that, only looking at one probability of what will happen in the future?
Well, I have to ask you to think a moment what I just said to you and how they proceed. What do you think they've done?
They're trying to alter the future? Is that what they're trying to?
No, they're trying to make the future turn out exactly as they planned it. And all they have to do is computer-wise project. And you see, they project winning. Mm. And yet they know they will not. But what do we call winning? What do you call winning?
Going back to God.
Well, see, we can start with just changing the Constitution. They've already written it out. And they've already seen how it will come to be gone. So this is their projection. This is, quote, their time travel. I'm only here to tell you that doesn't have to be according to their projections. We have time travel too.
So that's one probability, a possibility.
It's already, it's a fact.
Okay.
It's a fact.
But you said we could change it.
Yeah, no.
Honey, all they can do is project.
Oh.
That's all there is. Back to illusion and thought being it. If you think differently, you have equal right. They're trying to make it so that you do not. These are subjects that are still pretty difficult for you to go out there and try to explain. We can talk about them in this room. I don't advise that you do that.
I don't understand.
But ones will, that this is what they want to dig out of you. And somehow they think that if you're wrong, they're safer. And they don't really want, they just don't really want themselves to be right. You used to think Buck Rogers was space future. And now it is so old hat in your own existence that you can't even relate to it. It is the same. Look at any science fiction, and I'm not talking about little monsters, but if you want to produce monsters, you can do that too. And don't think they're not busy at it, because there's nothing they would like to do better than to produce a reptilian species to scare the living daylights out of you. And worse than that, they will go as far as they can with building mutants of all sorts, from human to animal to insect.
Would that be what's coming out of Puerto Rico? There's this place, supposedly, where all of these strange creatures would be. Do you know anything about that? They're coming out of the earth.
Yes, they are. And it's because your ones are down there getting ready to blast a canal through there.
In Puerto Rico? I'm talking about the island.
I'm sorry. I was in Costa Rica.
Okay. Puerto Rico.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Let's hear about the ones in Costa Rica.
Well, you're wrecking havoc there.